Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a few events that you recently participated in. I understand that you participated in a bridge dedication ceremony last week. Talk to us about this.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone who came out last Saturday for the dedication of the Master Sergeant Thomas Mihalik Memorial Bridge. It was certainly heartwarming to see the great crowd that came out and all the support from our community for this local hero and his family. Certainly equally moving to hear from fellow soldiers who served with Master Sergeant Mihalik, some of whom traveled very long distances to be there. The Master Sergeant was a native of Bradford Township, and it's very fitting to name a bridge on Minard Run Road near where he grew up as the Master Sergeant Thomas Mihalik Memorial Bridge. I'd like to thank Bill Hurl and the members of the American Legion Post 108 for all their work, and in addition to the Bradford Township Police and the Bradford Township Supervisors for their assistance with the ceremony. So thank you to everyone who came out in support of this very important dedication ceremony.
And I understand that you also had a rededication of a local dam. Talk to us about that.
I had the opportunity to join several other state and local officials at Cinnamohoning State Park this week for the rededication of the George B. Stevenson Dam and all the work that has taken place there over the last few years. The dam is one of four that helps control flooding on the west branch of the Susquehanna River and is certainly vital to protecting the safety of many communities downstream. And this was a $12.2 million project to make very important safety improvements at the dam, including electrical improvements, sensors, siren and computer upgrades, tow drain and filter improvements, dredging, stream alignment, and stabilization. So there was a whole host of improvements made there, all in the name of public safety. But in addition to that, there are certainly recreational benefits that benefit our community also. So this was a great ceremony, and I'm glad that this project has come to a completion.
And as we just said, there's a couple events you just did. There's a couple events coming up. I understand that you've got a veterans event coming up, a concealed carry seminar, a few other things. Talk to us about this.
Well, some upcoming events, our County Veterans Affairs Office is hosting a Veterans Resource and Job Fair on November 16th. So veterans and their families are invited to attend this free one-stop shop to learn about veteran services and a variety of community resources in what's called the McKean County Community Veteran Engagement Board's Veteran Resource and Job Fair. The event's going to be held from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 16th at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford in the McDowell Fieldhouse. That's on Campus Drive in Bradford. There'll be a public forum beginning at 6 p.m. And throughout the event, there will be a number of community agencies, health experts, and members of the Erie VA Medical Center leadership team available to answer questions and to provide valuable information for veterans and their family members. So I would encourage folks to attend this important event.
And Representative, I understand there's a concealed carry seminar coming up. Talk to us about this, where and when.
Well, another important event coming up next week, I'm hosting a free firearm safety and rights seminar, and I would invite you to join me for this very important discussion about Pennsylvania's concealed carry laws, the Castle Doctrine, and other valuable information regarding our state gun laws. This is going to be held on Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Kane Community Center on Fraley Street in Kane. And the speakers for the event will include McKean County District Attorney Stephanie Vettenberg Schaefer, McKean County Sheriff Dan Woods, and McKean County Deputy Sheriff Roger Sager. I've hosted a few of these events, and they're always very informative, so I would encourage folks to come out to join in this discussion. Space is limited, so we're asking people to register in advance by calling my office in Kane at 837-0880, or you can register online at repcauser.com.
And Representative, there's a few things coming up this week that people need to be reminded of. Daylight savings, voting, and Veterans Day. Talk to us about these.
Well, daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 5th, so it's important to turn your clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night. In addition, Tuesday, November 7th is Election Day, and polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And on Saturday, November 11th is Veterans Day, so it's important to certainly honor our veterans on that day and every day.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.